From Washington, this is VOA News. They thought it was a treasure chest, but now there's some doubt about a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. The former Islamic State fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine Islamic State information might be mixed with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook called Sleiman Daoud al-Bakr Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. He said he was a valuable source of information.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
The capture of the IS operative was reported earlier this month. His role in the group's chemical weapons program was revealed this week. This is